Today, from Nairobi, Kenya, Pastor Benny Hinn concludes his timely message on the reliability of the Bible. Now, join the President and First Lady of the nation, along with over 20,000 pastors who were part of this massive audience, for a message which will change your priorities, your life, and the effectiveness of your Christian walk.
Ni dunia ya raha.
Stay with me, the Bible.
Ukikaa kwa Biblia.
I want to hear you. The Bible is a mine of wealth, the source of health, a world of pleasure. I will read it to be wise. I will believe it to be safe. I will practice it to be holy. The word
maneno
of the Lord.
Ya Bwana.
1,600 years.
Miaka 1,600.
40 authors.
Waandishi 40.
3 languages.
Lugha 3.
On 3 continents.
Na ya continent 3.
And it's one message.
Na ni ujumbe moja.
The mind of God.
Mawazo ya Mungu.
Now.
Sasa.
Let's go to John.
Twende kwa Yohana.
Hey, if I pray, if I get excited, don't stop me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah. John chapter 10, 34 through 36, Captain Dan, let's go. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 34, 35, 36. Let's go, my brother.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said,
You see, they were questioning whether he's the Son of God. Because when he said he's the Son of God, the Pharisees became angry. So this is his reply. You try, brother, but I don't think you'll succeed. It's okay, go. Let's go.
Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God.
Now we see what the Lord was doing here. He was saying something powerful. He said he called them the word of God. The first verse.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God
came. Stop. The word of God.
Neno la Mungu.
The word of God, it means it has no human origin.
Yeah. Neno la Mungu halina chemichemi ya kibinadamu.
It's called the word of God.
Inaitwa neno la Mungu.
Not the word of man.
Sio maneno ya watu.
The word of God.
Neno la Mungu.
Not the word of man.
Sio neno la watu.
It has no human origin. It is the word of God.
Ni neno la Mungu.
And then he said what? Sit down. What else did the Lord say?
Unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot
The scripture cannot be broken. Means it's eternal. When time will cease, the word lives. The word is eternal. The word goes on. It is eternal. It cannot be broken. Read that again.
If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken.
Stop. The scripture what?
Mandiko.
Wait. I want to hear you. The scripture, one more time. The scripture what?
Cannot be broken.
I want to hear you. It what? Choir, it what? Cannot be broken.
Maandiko hayawezi kutanguka.
It is eternal.
Ni ya milele.
It is eternal.
Ni ya milele.
The Bible says something powerful about the Bible.
Biblia jambo la nguvu hapa kuhusu Biblia.
Psalm 119 verse 89.
Please
quickly.
Psalm
119.
Zaburi 119.
People today are trying to change it. They're trying to make it fit the age. No. The word of God will not fit the age. The age must fit the word of God.
Neno la Mungu halibadilishwi milele.
Shall I say it again?
Niseme tena.
Look, they're trying to make the Bible fit the age.
No, it's the age.
Must fit with
nyakati na kipindi lazima itoshe Biblia.
Yes, it says
forever Lord, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Milele neno lako e Bwana limetulia mbinguni, limeidhibitiwa mbinguni.
Say forever.
Forever.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Your word is settled in heaven. It's eternal.
Ni ya milele.
It cannot be broken.
Haiwezi kavunjwa.
It cannot change.
Haiwezi kabadilishwa.
When God says something,
Mungu akinena kitu,
no devil can
stop it. Hakuna shetani anaweza zuia.
No devil can change.
Hakuna shetani anaweza badilisha.
No power on earth can even remove a little pyramid out.
Hakuna nguvu katika dunia inaweza ondoa hata laini moja.
God declared,
Mungu anatangaza,
you are my people.
Nyinyi ni watu wangu.
Nothing can change that.
Hakuna kitu inaweza badilisha hiyo.
You know, I'm going to say something to you tonight.
Unajua naambia kitu jioni ya leo.
You know the church today.
Unajua kanisa leo.
Many in the church believe that.
Wengi kanisani wanaamini hiyo.
That.
Hiyo.
That.
Hiyo.
No different than the devil.
Haina tofauti na shetani.
They believe that
wanaamini hiyo
Jesus came to earth.
Kwamba Yesu alikuja duniani.
So does the devil.
Hivyo hivyo shetani anaamini vile vile.
They believe that
wanaamini hivyo
Jesus died on a cross.
Yesu alikufa msalabani.
So does the devil.
Hivyo pia shetani anaamini.
They believe that
wanaamini kwamba
he rose from the dead.
Alifuka kutoka kwa wafu.
So does the devil.
Vile vile shetani anaamini hivyo.
They believe that he ascended on high. So does the devil. They believe he's coming again. So does the devil. It's not believing that. It's believing in. It's believing in. Say, it's believing. Let me give you an example. How many of you preachers here believe
and you choir,
how many believe that I exist? Good.
Asante.
Because you can see me and hear me. Now, how many believe in me? Look at all the
Wait.
You're wrong. To believe in me, give me your soul to keep. To believe in me, give me your money to protect for you. You cannot believe in a man.
Hawezi amini katika mwanadamu.
Because he cannot keep your soul.
Maana hawezi ifadhi nafsi yako.
Are you listening to me?
Unanisikiza?
Abraham believed in God.
Abraham walimwamini katika Mungu.
In God means
katika Mungu ina maana
I trust you Lord.
Na kuamini e Bwana.
I give you my life.
Na kupa maisha yangu.
I give you my soul to keep.
Na kupa nafsi yangu ihifadhi.
The devil
shetani
believes that.
Anaamini hivyo. Anaamini kwamba
that,
kwamba
but
kwamba
he does not trust the Lord.
Lakini hamuamini Bwana.
It's not about that.
Sio katika.
It's about trust.
Ni kumuamini.
Yield.
Kujipeana.
Surrender.
Jisalimishe.
To the Lord.
Kwa Bwana.
So when you got saved.
Kwa hiyo wale mnaosema.
What did you say?
Ni nini ulisema?
Lord.
Bwana.
I give you my life.
Nakupa maisha yangu.
That's believing in.
Hiyo ni kuamini katika.
How many are getting what I'm saying? Put your hands up high.
See,
that's the difference. That's what makes the difference before the presence of God. Abraham believed in God and he declared him righteous. The Bible and only the Bible reveals that to you and me through the word of the Lord. Let's go to Matthew 24, verse 35. I just showed you that the word of God is eternal. It's not the product of time, but eternity.
ama umilele.
It contains the eternal mind and counsel of God.
Imejaa maarifa na ufahamu
wa Mungu milele. So when time and the world passes away, so, the counsel of God revealed through the word will stand forever.
Nyakati inapopita neno la Mungu libakia milele.
Matthew 24:35 says what to us, Captain Dan?
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Mbingu na nchi zitapita lakini maneno yangu hayatapita kamwe.
The eternal counsel and mind of God cannot pass away.
Maarifa na mawazo ya Mungu haiwezi pita kamwe.
Because it's the word of God is not the product of time.
Kwa sababu neno la Mungu sio matokeo ya nyakati.
But it's eternal.
Lakini ni ya milele.
God's mind.
Mawazo ya Mungu.
God's counsel.
Na mawazo ya Mungu ya milele.
When time and the world pass away.
Nyakati na dunia inapopita.
The Bible cannot pass away.
Haitapita kamwe.
The entirety, Psalm 119, verse 160 says, the entirety of your word is truth. Every one of your righteous judgments endures forever.
Kila hukumu yako ya haki inadumu milele.
Now some will say,
sasa wengine watasema,
well, Benny Hinn,
hey, Benny Hinn,
I found some contradictions in the Bible.
Nimeona
no.
Hapana, hapana.
It's not contradiction.
Ah, sio kutoeleweka, kama sio kutokubalika.
I was asking my professor Sigal.
Nilikuwa namuuliza profesa wangu Sigal.
I said, professor, I have a question for you.
Profesa, nina swali kwako.
It says in scripture.
Inasema kwa maandiko.
That Absalom spent 40 years.
Kwamba Absalom aliishi miaka 40.
In Hebron.
Kule Hebroni.
I said, well, there's no way because the whole kingdom of David lasted 40 years.
Hakuna vile kwa sababu ufalme wote wa ya Daudi liishi miaka 40.
She said, let's go to the Hebrew Bible.
Nasema tuende kwa Biblia ya Kibrania.
So, I read.
Nikasoma
what it says Arba'im.
Nasema
Arba'im means 40.
Inamaanisha 40.
I said, it must be some mistranslation. She said, let's go to the original.
Akasema tuende kwa ile nakala ya kwanza.
So she had the original on her laptop.
Alikuwa kwa ile nakala ya kwanza kwenye kompyuta yake.
Said arba'a.
Akasema arba.
4 years.
Miaka 40.
Not 40 years.
Miaka 4, sio miaka 40.
It's not a question.
Sio swali
of contradiction.
Ya kutoeleweka kama kutokubaliana.
Translation.
Ya, lakini ni
are you listening?
Badilisha lugha ni ku,
because
ni kutafsiri.
One of your judgments, David said.
Kila moja ya hukumu zako,
righteous judgment is forever.
The
entirety of your word is truth.
Neno lako ni la kweli.
From Genesis 1:1.
Zaburi moja moja.
To the last verse of Revelation.
Mpaka andiko la mwisho la kitabu cha Ufunuo.
The Lord Jesus accepted the absolute truth and authority of the Bible.
Bwana Yesu alikubali ukweli na mamlaka na uwezo wa Biblia.
Absolute truth and authority of the scriptures.
Alikubali maandiko ya Biblia.
Because when he was tempted by the devil,
alipojaribiwa na shetani,
he answered every temptation with, it is written.
Alijibu kila jaribu na imeandikwa.
And I told you last night.
Na nikamwambia usiku uliopita.
Satan never questioned that.
Shetani hakuwaitia mashaka jambo hilo.
If Satan accepted the authority of scripture.
Kama shetani alikubaliana na mamlaka ya maandiko.
Shame on those that question it.
Aibu kwa wale wanaopinga mamlaka ya maandiko.
Did you hear what I said?
Hamkusikia vile nimesema?
Satan accepted the authority of the Bible.
Shetani alikubali mamlaka ya Biblia.
Because when Jesus said it is written.
Maana Yesu aliposema, Shetani aliposema, Yesu aliposema imeandikwa.
The devil did not question.
Shetani hakutia mashaka.
If Satan,
kama Shetani,
accepted,
alikubali
the authority of the Bible.
Mamlaka ya Biblia.
Shame on those.
Aibu kwa wale
that question it.
Wanaotia mashaka.
For it is the eternal word of God.
Neno la milele la Mungu.
Matthew chapter 5.
Mathayo 5.
Verse 17 and 18.
Mstari wa 17 na 18.
Pastor Dan, please read for us.
Mchungaji Dan, tusomee.
Matthew 5.
Mathayo 5.
17 and 18. I'm feeling the charge of the anointing shifting here.
Hisi
I'm sensing something shifting in the atmosphere. Read for me Matthew 5.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you,
the truth I say unto you, he said,
till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
A jot is the smallest of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. A title is smaller than a comma, a little curl at the end of certain letters. Jesus said, not one jot or tittle can be removed.
Yesu akasema hakuna hata andiko hilo la Kiebrania hata moja.
Now,
sasa.
2 Timothy 3:16, I'm almost done. This is very important.
2
Timothy 3:16, please, Dan. Mathayo
wa pili 16.
For the Lord's word, breathed by the Holy Spirit.
Andiko lenye pumzi ya Mungu.
Go ahead.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
All scripture. And New Testament.
Maandiko yote.
Inbreathed by God.
Imetiwa pumzi na Mungu. Ni kila andiko lenye pumzi ya Mungu.
2 Peter 1:20 please, Dan.
Petero wa pili.
2 Peter 1:20 please. And then verse 21 also. But read for me 2 Peter 1 verse 20. Very important.
Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Maana unabii haukutolewa popote kwa mapenzi ya wanadamu bali wanadamu walionena yaliyotoka kwa Mungu wakiongozwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
The psalmist
Zaburi
wrote these words.
Mwenye kuandika Zaburi haya.
The words of the Lord are pure words.
Maneno ya Mungu ni ya takatifu.
Like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
Kama fedha iliyojaribiwa mara saba ikatakaswa mara saba.
This explains inspiration.
Hii ina
put that scripture on the screen for the people. Psalm 12 verse 6.
Zaburi 12.
The words of the Lord.
Maneno ya Mungu.
Pure words.
Maneno matakatifu.
Like silver tried.
Ni maneno safi, ni fedha iliyojaribiwa
in a furnace.
Kalibuni juu ya nchi iliyosafishwa mara saba.
So the silver,
kwayo, iyo fedha,
is the message.
Ni ujumbe.
The fire ensures its purity
moto,
7 times.
Moto inahakikisha utakatifu wake ama usafi wake mara saba.
But the furnace of earth.
Lakini joto.
The furnace of earth.
Moto wa dunia.
Is the vessel God uses.
Ni chombo ambacho Mungu anatumia.
Who is inspired.
Ku inayotiwa pumzi.
Holy men speak.
Watu watakatifu walinena.
As the Holy Ghost inspired.
Vile Roho Mtakatifu alipo.
The word that came.
Neno lilikuja.
The silver.
Ni fedha.
Purified 7 times.
Iliyotakaswa mara saba. Safishwa mara saba.
The earthen vessel.
Na vyombo vya dunia.
It came through. And often they did not even know what they were saying. They were searching. Looking. What does it mean? Now I wanna show you something. From 2 Peter 3, verse 1 and 2. Because there you see the Old Testament. Alright?
Yeah.
2 Peter.
Petro Apili.
You're going to read for me
Tanisomea,
chapter 3,
langu wa tatu,
verse 1, verse 2.
Mstari wa kwanza na wa pili.
Please.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful
of the words which were spoken
before
by
the holy prophets.
Stop. Holy prophets means Old Testament. And the commandments of us,
ile amri ya Bwana,
the apostles,
na Mokozi,
New Testament,
iliyoletwa na mitume wenu, ni agano jipya.
Read that again.
Soma tena.
The second epistle, beloved.
Be mindful.
Be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets.
That's Old Covenant.
And of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
The New Testament.
Agano jipya.
He said, be mindful.
Mutafakari.
All scripture.
Maandiko yote.
Is the word of God.
Ni neno la Mungu.
So he's telling us clearly.
Kwa hivyo anatuambia wazi wazi.
That the whole Bible.
Kwamba Biblia nzima.
Old and New Testament is.
Agano jipya na agano la kale ime.
But then he also adds in 2 Peter 3. Verse 15 and 16. Go ahead.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures.
What he's saying is,
kile anasema ni kwamba,
the epistles of Paul are also scriptures.
Maandiko ama nakala za Paulo ni maandiko pia.
I want you to lift your hands to heaven.
Nataka uinue mikono yako juu mbinguni.
Father,
Baba,
let them see it.
Wacha waione.
Let them see it.
Wacha waione.
Open their hearts.
Fungua mioyo yao.
Give them that divine hunger.
Wape iyo njaa ya kimungu.
For your word.
Kwa neno lako.
In Jesus' name.
Katika jina la Yesu.
The minute you fill your life with scripture.
Unapojaza maisha yako maandiko.
Go to Psalm 119 quickly.
Enda Zaburi 119.
Verse 93.
Mstari wa 9.
Have you noticed, Pastor Robert?
Pastor Robert,
have you noticed, dear man of God, woman of God,
that
when you read a book, any book, you only read it once, maybe twice, it's over. But the Bible, you cannot stop reading it.
Why?
119. I'm going to give you the scriptures again. I want you to read Psalm 119 verse 93, please.
I will never forget thy precepts, for with them
thou hast quickened me. It means it's alive.
Inamaanisha kwamba ina uhai.
When you read a book,
ukisoma kitabu,
any book,
kitabu chochote,
there's no life in it.
Hakuna maisha, hakuna uhai na uzima.
Somebody's story.
Ni kama hadithi.
Somebody's message.
Ni ujumbe wa mtu.
Somebody who tells you what God showed them.
Ni mtu anayenena kile Mungu amemuonyesha.
The word of God.
Lakini neno la Mungu.
Living.
Ina uhai.
It quickens.
Inaweka uhai.
It gives life.
Inapeana uhai.
The Bible.
Biblia.
Isaiah 55.
Isaiah 40,
verse 11.
55 mstari wa 11.
It's powerful.
Ina nguvu.
Powerful.
Ina nguvu sana.
Read it for me, please.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please.
Now, I want you to go to Jeremiah 23:29. And I want to say something. Real gentle here. The mind absorbs.
Mawazo inakamata.
And absorbs
inanyonya.
Every time you open
inapokea.
Your eyes. Every time you listen.
Unaposikiza.
The pollution of the world.
Uchafu na machafuko ya dunia.
Is in your mind.
Iko katika mawazo yako.
And becomes like a rock.
Na inakuwa kama jiwe.
And it becomes so strong.
Na inakuwa na nguvu sana.
It becomes a a door, a stronghold for the demonic. That's why Christians today,
and your man wa Kristo leo,
many
wengi,
are oppressed
wamenyanyazwa
by devils
na mashetani,
because they build in their mind a stronghold.
Kwa sababu wanajenga kwa mawazo yao nguzo.
They watch too much television.
Wanatazama televisheni zaidi.
They read worldly magazines.
Wanasoma nakala za dunia.
They read worldly information.
Wanasoma ujumbe za kidunia.
They look at worldly program.
Wanatazama vitu vya dunia.
And it fills their mind.
Na inawajaa mawazo.
And now it becomes hard.
Na inakuwa ngumu.
Like a rock.
Inakuwa kama jiwe.
What breaks?
Inakuwa kama mwamba. Na nini itavunja?
Read it.
Soma tafadhali.
23:29.
Is not my word like as a fire?
Je, neno langu si kama moto?
And
kama Bwana?
Like a hammer.
Na kama nyundo.
For what? Wait.
Ivunjao mwamba.
What rock? It breaks the rock in pieces. What rock?
Vipande vipande. Jiwe gani?
The worldly rock.
Ni jiwe la kidunia kwenye mawazo yako.
Get the garbage out of your head.
Ondoa takataka hiyo kwa kichwa chako.
Use the hammer of the scriptures and break it down.
Tumia nyundo la maandiko, vunja hiyo mawe.
And once you break all that obstacle stronghold down,
na unapovunja hiyo mawe kwa mawazo yako,
the fire will burn in your heart.
Moto itachoma kwa moyo wako.
And remove all the pollution that is demonic out of your life.
Takataka zote za shetani katika maisha
yako. You will not need to go to someone to cast the devil out of you.
Akutoe pepo.
The word of God will cast the devil out of you. Out of your mind. Out of your thinking. The oppression will go. And clarity will come. I give you a secret. Meditate.
Tafakari.
Psalm 1.
Zaburi moja.
Mara nyingine. Meditation
kutafakari
is not mental.
Sio kitu cha mawazo.
It is spiritual.
Ni kitu cha kiroho.
Read it.
Tusome tafadhali.
Psalm 1:1, verse 1-3.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
You know what I'm doing tonight?
Unajua ninafanya
nini jioni leo? Hammer.
Natumia nyundo.
I'm letting the word do the job.
Na wacha neno litende kazi yake.
It's not what I say. It's what I'm having you read
and listen to the word of God.
Read it.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate.
Stop. Day and night. Now, I began doing that 12 years ago. I began to take those thoughts I told you earlier.
Kuondoa mawazo haya niliwaambia awali.
Think about them.
Na kuyatafakari.
And eventually,
na hatimaye,
I could give you every chapter I read.
Naweza kusema kila nakala niliyosoma katika mawazo.
I can break it down for you without even looking at the Bible.
Naweza kuku.
So,
njia bila kusoma.
Stop playing. 2015. Mr. President.
Mheshimiwa Rais.
Dear First Lady.
Mheshimiwa Mama wa Taifa.
In 2015 I was dying.
Mwaka wa 2015 nilikuwa nakufa.
My heart,
moyo wangu,
failed.
Ilianguka, ilishindwa.
I had congestive heart failure.
Nilikuwa na shida ya moyo.
I could not walk from here to that speaker.
Singeweza kutembea kutoka hapa mpaka ile speaker.
I went to the doctor.
Nikaenda kwa daktari.
They rushed me to the hospital.
Wakaniweka kwa hospitali kunilaza.
They told me,
wakaniambia,
if you were one day late, you'd be dead.
Kama ungechelewa siku moja, ungekuja hapa maiti.
Kent Maras came to see me in the hospital.
Awapendwa alikuja kuniona hospitalini.
I was dying.
Nilikuwa nafa.
My injection fraction.
Kuna upasuaji ulifanyika.
Any nurse would know what that is. It's when the heart beats and pumps they say if it goes below 20,
you die.
Mine went down to 14. 14 is the heart is doing this, not that.
Just
I began to fill with fluid. They gave me LASIK immediately. The doctor rushed me in so quickly. 2 weeks I was in intensive care. But here's what happened. I did not know. They put me under. They put a wire in my body.
To check my heart.
My children.
Michael.
Jessica. And Joshua. Were in the room with me. They began to cry. They thought I was going home. They thought I was going to heaven. Because while I was out. As I was coming back. I was repeating every chapter. In the book of Genesis. I did not know I was repeating the Bible. I was out. Yet my mind was giving my children the Bible.
When I
came to, they were crying.
Said,
Dad, you gave us the whole book of Genesis,
umetupa,
Dad. While you were out, you were talking the Bible, Dad. I said, what? Tell me that again. They said, Daddy,
Baba,
when they put you out,
kuzima,
just before you came back,
kabla urudi,
you were giving us the whole book of Genesis. A man who deals scientifically and medically
with
this was in my service in Seattle,
Washington.
He was screaming publicly. He said, this is what I know to be scientific. I said, get up here. He told the whole crowd. He said, what you just said is fact.
When
you fill your mind,
yako,
it goes into your subconscious. I dare you to do it. I dare you to do it. Fill your mind with the word of God.
Neno la Bwana.
So when you're sleeping,
Anokilala.
The word will be awake.
Neno litakuwa liko hai.
When you're sleeping,
unapolala,
the word never sleeps.
Neno halilali,
the word never sleeps.
Neno halilali,
the word never sleeps.
Neno halilali,
keep it alive.
Inaweka
in your mind, in your heart, it never sleeps.
Halilali kamwe.
It quickens you.
Inakutia uhai.
Anybody here listening?
Kuna mtu ananisikiza hapa?
You want your nation healed?
Unataka taifa lenu liwe hai ama lipone?
Get the word of God back in Kenya. Stop preaching books. Stop preaching somebody else's books. And start preaching the word of God. There will be prosperity then in Kenya. There will be healing and miracles then in Kenya. It's not music. It's not prophecy. It's the word of the Lord. The Bible has power to change lives. 1 Peter 1:23, please. I'm almost done.
Woo!
First Peter 1:23 says what?
Inasemaje?
Being born again, not of corruptible seed,
but by the word of God, which liveth, which liveth, which liveth, and abideth. They have to be the word of God. Liveth and abideth. Liveth and abideth. One more time, say it. The word of God. Liveth and abideth. How long? Forever. Forever. It changes your life. Give God something to use. The Bible doesn't say, nothing is impossible to God.
Hakuna lisilowezekana kwa Mungu.
It says nothing is impossible with God.
Inasema hakuna lisilowezekana na Mungu.
Which means he needs a partner.
Anahitaji mfanyikazi pamoja
naye. He needs you to cooperate.
Anahitaji ushiriki naye.
Are you listening to me?
Unanisikiza?
It never says nothing is impossible to God.
It's
with God. With God means you need to cooperate with His word. When you cooperate with His word, miracles will happen. Signs and wonders will happen. Demons will be defeated. Satan will be defeated. And you'll be free. Fill your heart.
Jaza moyo wako.
Fill your mind.
Jaza mawazo yako.
With the scriptures.
Na maandiko.
It produces faith.
Inaleta imani.
Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing the word.
Warumi nasema imani huja kwa neno kusikia neno.
Power to cleanse you.
Ina nguvu ya kukutakasa.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
The word of God will cleanse us.
Neno la Mungu latutakaza.
Ephesians 5:25 and 26. It has power to build you.
Ina uwezo wa kukujenga.
In Acts 20.
Matendo 20.
Verse 32.
32.
Read for me Psalm 119.
Isamee Zaburi 119.
Read verse 98.
Soma mstari wa 98.
Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemy.
Stop.
Watch.
Through your commandments,
maagizo yako,
I've become wiser
kunitia hekima
than the devil.
Kuliko adui zangu, kuliko shetani.
I've become wiser than my enemies.
Hekima kuliko adui zangu.
It's not college education.
Sio masomo ya chuoni.
You wisdom.
Ambaye nakupa hekima.
It is Bible education.
Ni Biblia, masomo ya kibiblia.
One more time, read it for me then. Thou
through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies.
Maagizo yako hunitia hekima kuliko adui zangu.
Would you read for me now? Verse 130. Oh, this is my favorite. Same Psalm, 119, verse 130, please.
The entrance of thy words giveth light.
Aha.
It giveth understanding unto the simple.
One more time.
The entrance of thy words
giveth what?
Giveth light.
Stop. It means it drives darkness away.
Inaondoa giza.
Do you want to see darkness out of your life?
Yes
or no?
Yes.
The entrance of thy word gives light.
Understanding.
Even to the simple. And finally,
wow.
Peace.
Psalm
85, verse
8. Peace.
Read for me. Psalm 85, verse
8.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly.
Let them not turn again to folly. No, Lord. No, Lord. I want to sing you a song from the Bible. I want to teach it to you. Go to Psalm 19.
Zaburi 19.
Let's sing this song together.
Tuimbe wimbo huu pamoja.
Psalm 19, verse 7.
Zaburi 19, mstari wa 7.
Verse 8.
Na wa 8.
Verse 9.
Mstari wa 9.
Verse 10.
Study 8, 9,
come,
na 10.
Jim, come, Dan. We're going to sing it together. Come, Sinash. I'm going to teach it to you. Bring your mics. It's in your Bible. We're going to sing verse 7. Then we're going to jump to verse 10. Okay, guys? Choir, stand up. You're going to help me. We're going to sing verse 8, then we're going to sing verse 10. Verse 10 is the chorus. We're just singing the Bible. This is my message. This is my message. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Let me sing it alone. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now verse 10. Verse 10, please. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Can you sing it with me? Can we go back to verse 7? All right. So it's a very simple melody. Okay. The law of the Lord is perfect. Sing it. Converting the soul. Help me there, Jim. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Everyone standing, please. Verse 8. The law of the Lord. But you still sing it again. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Verse 10, the chorus. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Verse 8, please. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Verse 9, please. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Lift your hands as you sing verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Lift your hands again. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. When I came to Kenya day before yesterday,
nilipokuja Kenya siku iliyopita,
I knew there's two messages I have to preach.
Nilijua nina ujumbe mbili lazima nihubiri.
The deity of Christ,
ukuu uungu wa Kristo,
and the reliability of Scripture.
Na vile ilivyotegemea kama vile maneno ya Mungu yanavyotegemewa.
I did it.
Nimefanya.
With the beat of my mouth. I gave you the word.
Nimesema maneno.
Let it fill your mind and heart. Mr. President, will you allow me to pray with you?
Mheshimiwa Rais, je unaweza niruhusu nikuombe?
I'm going to ask God
tamuomba Mungu
to bless this man,
ambariki huyu bwana,
man of God,
huyu mtumishi wa Mungu.
Bless his wife,
ambariki mkewe,
to bless his government,
ambariki familia yake.
I'm going to give you all a word,
nawapa nyote neno,
because he's in office,
kwa sababu yuko ofisini,
the heavens have opened,
mbingu imefunguka.
And they will remain open.
na itabakia ikiwa wazi
as long as he is in office.
Siku zote akiwa rais.
So whatever the church does,
chochote kanisa litakalofanya,
it will have impact.
Itakuwa na mguzo mkuu
in Kenya.
Katika taifa la Kenya.
Because
kwa sababu
the righteous
wenye haki
are an authority.
Ni mamlaka.
Therefore the blessings of heaven,
kwa hiyo baraka za mbinguni,
are upon Kenya.
Iko juu ya Kenya.
I want the pastors who are on the platform,
nataka wachungaji walio hapa madhabahuni,
do not lay hands on him.
Usimweke mikono.
Just come and kneel behind him.
Simama tu nyuma yake.
Kneel behind him.
Nyuma yake tu. Na mpige magoti nyuma yake.
The Lord is telling me not to lay hands on you.
Bwana ananiambia nisikuwekelee mikono.
Cuz he will lay his hands on.
Maana yeye atakuwekelea mkono wake.
And he is going to bless you with health,
atakubariki na afya,
and strength,
na nguvu,
and wisdom,
na hekima.
Because this nation is a blessed nation.
Kwa sababu taifa hili ni taifa lililobarikiwa.
When a president,
rais,
desires,
wa inchi akitamani,
when his wife, the first lady, desires,
na mke wake wa rais akitamani,
the healing of the nation,
uponyaji wa taifa,
that's very precious to God.
Ni jambo la dhamana sana kwa Mungu.
And I believe this is the beginning.
Naamini huu ni mwanzo tu.
Of other events.
Ya matukio nyingine.
In Nairobi.
Katika Nairobi.
In other cities.
Katika miji mingine.
Of Kenya.
Ya taifa la Kenya.
That will bring healing to this country.
Ambayo italeta uponyaji kwa taifa hili.
So I'm going to pray.
Kwa hivyo nitaomba.
And I'm going to get on my knees.
Nitapiga magoti yangu.
Come help me please.
John nisaidieni tafadhali.
Lord my God.
Baba Mungu wangu.
We come to you.
Tunakuja kwako.
O Father in heaven.
Baba wa mbinguni.
To bless.
Kubariki.
This president.
Huyu raisi.
Your servant,
mtumishi wako,
his wife,
mkewe,
his leadership,
viongozi, uongozi wake,
O God of Abraham,
Mungu wa Ibrahimu,
Isaac and Jacob,
Isaka na Yakobo,
extend
yo zidisha maisha yake,
extend life
sha maisha yake,
extend their days,
zidisha siku.
In Jesus' name.
Siku zao katika jina la Yesu.
Bless them with health.
Wabariki na afya.
Longevity of life.
Maisha marefu.
Heavenly wisdom.
Hekima ya kimbinguni.
Enlighten his eyes.
Fungue macho yake.
That he might behold wondrous things out of your law.
Aone makuu kutoka kwako Bwana.
His wife will see wondrous things out of your law.
Mke wake ataona makuu yako yakitoka kwako.
First lady.
Mke wa rais, mama wa taifa.
I pray the prophetic will always be in her life.
Naomba roho ya unabii siku zote iwe juu yako.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Katika jina tukufu la Yesu.
Everything they touch.
Kila kitu anachoguza.
Will prosper.
Itafanikiwa.
Every decision they make,
kila maamuzi wanaofanya,
will succeed.
Itafanikiwa.
And Lord, I pray,
na Baba ninaomba,
no more losses for Kenya.
Hakuna tena hasara kwa taifa la Kenya.
No more losses.
Hamna tena hasara.
Total recovery.
Urejesho kamili.
Will begin.
Inaanza.
In this nation.
Katika taifa hili.
Your word declares David recovered all.
Neno linatangaza Daudi alirejeshewa yote.
Let this mighty man of God.
Wacha huyu mtumishi mkuu wa Mungu.
The president of this nation.
Rais wa taifa hili la Kenya.
And the first lady.
Na mkewe mama wa taifa.
cause this nation
wafanye taifa hili
to recover all
irejeshewe vitu vyote
in the mighty name
katika jina kuu
of Jesus
la Yesu
the Son of God
wana wa Mungu.
And I want you to cry amen 7 times.
Taka tuseme
amen. Number 1.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
3.
Amen.
4.
Amen.
5.
Amen.
6.
Amen.
Shout it.
Pastor Benny's recent visit to Nairobi, Kenya produced phenomenal results. More than 500,000 people attended the services, with countless thousands accepting Jesus as their Savior and hundreds testifying of physical miracles. And it is because of your faithful prayers and consistent financial support that Pastor Benny can take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to Kenya and many other nations around the world. Your gifts to this ministry produce saved souls, healed bodies, and changed lives through miracle services, television, social media, and all available platforms. So don't wait. Visit the Benny Hinn Ministries website at bennyhinn.org/donate to make your most generous gift today. You can also give by texting BHM to 45777 or through PayPal. Thank you, and God richly bless you.